One of New York City's largest legal assistance organizations is saying it has been inundated with requests for legal help from hurricane victims struggling to negotiate with insurance companies or government aid agencies like FEMA. The New York Legal Assistance Group, or NYLAG, set up a storm help hotline hours after Hurricane Sandy struck and is providing as much legal assistance as it can. One of the biggest challenges, it says, is the struggle of those left homeless to find temporary housing, even those who have received financial grants from FEMA for that purpose. WBAI's Jose Santiago spoke with Ann Dibble, director of NYLAG's Storm Response Unit.
People call us or come to see us with various different needs, and certainly housing is one of the big ones. And we see it in several different ways. We certainly see people who wanted and want to access FEMA's programs for temporary placement in hotels and short-term rentals and motels around the area. And I think it became obvious pretty quickly that FEMA was did not have the resources to house as many people who needed temporary housing. And we're seeing now the medium and longer term, starting to see the longer term housing issues, where folks maybe tried to stay in their apartments or houses for as long as they could. They didn't want to leave. They didn't want to be displaced. They couldn't get housing or temporary placement near to where they live, and so they tried to stay in their damaged homes or apartments as long as they could, but that's becoming untenable as the scope of the damage and becomes clear, and as mold, for example, even worsens the condition as structures maybe start to weaken. And then we see fights, you know, disputes, I would say, that are starting to come to light. Maybe a landlord has been displaced, and that landlord wants to take over an apartment that they previously rented out in a different location. We've seen some of those disputes as well. We do see a variety of issues relating to housing and relating to people who needed and still need a safe, secure place to live.
Mm-hmm. It does sound like an existing housing shortage that we're all experiencing living in the New York area has really come to light now that we need emergency housing so quickly. What are your thoughts about long term, what needs to happen, and whether, you know, our lawmakers, et cetera, should be addressing this, especially in light of what we're seeing now with this urgency to find a place, and even if you have money, not being able to find a place?
Certainly, even before Sandy, we saw in our work incredibly long waits to get into public housing. Even with the sorry state that sometimes is in, there was still years-long waits. Of course, Section 8 was closed. But I do think that there are several things that authorities can do. One is they can increase the amount of money that they're willing to pay to subsidize people to go to other places. Of course, rents here in New York and the cost of housing in New York has always been extremely high. And now that there is this shortage that's been created by Sandy, of course, the price of available stock has already gone up. And to a certain extent, if there were higher subsidies and the government support increased the amount that they were willing to pay for folks to stay in different places, that would, to some extent, allow people to live in, maybe have a variety of, a better variety of options of where they could live. But the numbers are so enormous. I mean, we're still hearing tens of thousands of people who need to be relocated, that's not going to be enough. I mean, there needs to be new and creative ways of thinking about where to house people. I've heard some discussions of converting, you know, existing buildings. Someone has mentioned, I think, that there's maybe a closed military facility in Brooklyn, and I'm afraid I don't know all of the details, but maybe repurpose that or quickly redevelop abandoned or dilapidated buildings. Here in New York, the trailer model, the FEMA trailer model, is certainly not going to work. We don't have the room for that. But I think that people have to be really creative, and this is going to be a really long-term, it's going to be a really long-term project. Housing in New York was already in crisis, and now it's really just become that much worse. So certainly putting some more money into rental supports would be one good thing, but it's not enough. We have to develop housing somehow, somewhere.
And in terms of your organization, you said that you set up a storm response unit right after the hurricane struck. I would imagine that it's a daunting task. You must be getting calls from a million types of different types of calls, different needs, and from different communities. So how has it been for you?
We have been getting a lot of different types of calls, and we do see really a very, very wide variety of problems and issues. Of course, we're seeing folks who are calling who need assistance directly with their FEMA and their disaster relief, but there are so many interrelated issues, and housing is a big one. The role of private insurance is a big one that we're seeing. But we are getting calls from all kinds of different folks from, you know, what we would call maybe NYLAG's typical clients were very low income even before the storm, and now they're in even worse straits. We're still seeing people who don't know where their next meal is going to come from, and we see people who are disabled, who are physically challenged, who are mentally disabled. Those folks are calling the hotline looking for help, looking for assistance. We are seeing some issues that are unique to Sandy in the storm, the storm response and the storm benefits, the federal benefits, and then we're seeing the exacerbation of the types of legal needs that New Yorkers and low-income folks from the area have always faced, the challenges that they face that have just been really exacerbated by the impact of Sandy. The housing issue is going to be extremely long-lasting, and the impact of the housing crisis caused by Sandy is something that we're going to be dealing with for years to come.
Ann Dibble is with the New York Legal Assistance Group. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.